Your Holiness, I'm very honored to be here. My topic is laughing or laughter regulate blood glucose level and gene expression. And at first, I'll speak about historical background of laughing therapy. Laughing Buddha, embodying the ideas of the good life, health, happiness, prosperity, and longevity. The Bible states that joyful heart is good medicine, but broken spirit dry up the bone. Kuran or Koran states that he deserves the paradise who make his companion laugh. So Dr. Kathuria in India and his followers practice laughing therapy in Bombay. This is an example of the laughing therapy. And Happy Healing, half-hour documentary, The Laughter Club in India, explores the healing power of laughter as experienced by these members through the laughter yoga. So next, the scientific background of the laughing therapy. The first documented case of the humor positively affected disease was described by Norman Cousins when he published Anatomy of an Illness in 1964. Norman found that 15 minutes of the hearty laughter could produce 2 hours of pain-free sleep. Blood sample also showed that the inflammation level was lowered after the humor treatment. Over the past 4 decades, extensive research has been conducted all over the world that it has been proved that laughter has a positive impact on the various states of the bodies. It may help to control many diseases like high blood pressure, including diabetes. B-grade diabetes is our data I will be speaking to. However, the effect of the laughter have not been generally recognized in the medical or clinical field. If disease were cured only by the laughing, most clinicians today would lose their job. Moreover, no genetic data for the laughing therapy has not been presented. So I tried to identify the genes switching on and off by laughter. We asked the patient with the type 2 diabetes for their help. This on and off switching of genes to produce a protein in the cell, respective gene must be switched on. And the physical factors and chemical factors are involved in the on and off switching. If so, I speculate that not only the physical, the chemical factors, but also mental factors are involved in the on and off switch. So I presented a hypothesis on the interaction between mind and heart and genes, in that mental and even spiritual factor also involved in switching gene on and off. First, positive factors upregulate transcript of the variable gene. Positive factors include present, joy, excitement, affection, belief, even prayer. Second, negative factors downregulate transcript of variable genes. So upregulation and downregulation and call are expressed as on and off respectively. So to prove my hypothesis, I pay attention on diabetes. Medical textbooks say that negative stress increase blood glucose. BG is blood glucose. So if so, the positive stress may decrease blood glucose level and change the gene switching. So suppression of the PPBG increased by laughter. PPBG means postprandial after-meal blood glucose. Please watch experimental one. FBG is fasting blood glucose. Last year, a set of experiments requiring 2 days was performed. On the first day, the patient with diabetes listened to a lecture given by the university professor after meal. This lecture was neither exciting nor did it induce laughter. 2 hours after the completion of the meal and the lectures, blood glucose was measured. Please watch experiment one. The mean blood glucose level before the lecture was 151, but increased to 274 after the lecture. Showing the increase in 123, this increase was far more marked than I expected. So therefore, the people with high blood glucose level should avoid listening to the monotonous lecture. I'm just wondering the blood glucose level of the your
acaba que esa
on the second day, all 100 seats in the city hall were filled. Immediately before the curtain rose, I whispered, let me see. On the second day, a pair of comics were invited. Although the only 25 patients listening to the lecture on the first day, on the second day, all 1,000 seats in City Hall were filled. Immediately before the curtain rose, I whispered the pair of comics, if this experiment succeeds, it may go down in the history of the diabetes study. So everybody, including a diabetes patient, laughed a lot. Measurement blood glucose after the comic dialogue shows mean. So measurement blood glucose after the comic dialogue shows mean increase of the 77. Thus, a difference of the increase between the listening the lectures and listening comic dialogue was 46. 123 minus 77. So we would like to establish more definite scientific data for using the comical video instead of medicine. So next, I was most interested in the next part of the study, the marked reduction of the increase in the blood glucose level by laughing suggests that a change in gene switches. This year, we are the first to succeed in directly identifying the gene that was switched on, those that switched off before and after laughing.
Yes.
So gene exhibiting absolute change before and after laughing. The number of the gene exhibiting absolute change in expression more than twofold, less than 0.5-fold. We divided three groups. First, MA group, comical listening group with suppressed increase blood glucose. Second, MB group, comic story listening group without suppressing increase in blood glucose. Third, controlled academic lecture listening group. Okay. Please watch the MA group. MA group is suppressed groups. In groups among 21,000 genes, only 23 genes was upregulated more than twofold among these 21 genes examined. No gene was downregulated. resident to hold in the peripheral blood leukocyte. Contrary to expectation, no gene in blood glucose regulation were involved in the LAFTA experiment. First, LAFTA did not induce a significant change in the expression level of the genes in insulin-stimulated glucose transport. Sorry, misspelling stimulate. And the second, LAFTA did not affect the expression of the gene of glucose transport during skeletal muscle contraction. So we suggest other mechanism is involved in the blood glucose regulation by the LAFING. We found important genes among the upregulated genes. Please watch MA group. MA group means with suppressed group. First is DRD4, dopamine receptor type 4. Another is ADCY, is adenyl cyclase. Both were very important in signal transduction in the cell. Especially we focus DRD4 dopamine receptor because surface of the leukocyte express many transmitters and cytokine receptors. The expression of the dopamine receptor was upregulated by 2.5-fold in the MA suppressed group. The degree of the upregulation of this receptor in the MA suppressed group was significantly greater than that in the MB, it's a non-suppressed group. According to several studies, a change in the expression of the dopamine receptor genes in peripheral lymphocytes are associated with various diseases and conditions. So this figure showed proposal of the mechanism of the suppressing of the increasing blood glucose. Left-hand side, my pointer doesn't work. Left-hand side in the figures, it's signal transduction is in without laughing. For example, hormones like glucagons and adrenaline attach to the receptors and go through the signal and finally increase blood glucose by activation of phosphorylase or suppression of glycogen synthetase. Right-hand side is with laughing group. D4, dopamine receptor type 4, coupled. So in the right-hand side, in the case of the laughing, D4 receptors coupled with GI and linked to up to the inhibition of adenyl cyclase. So upregulation of the D4 induces a suppression of adenyl cyclase, resulting in inhibition of the activation of phosphorylase or suppression of glycogen synthetase. So blood glucose increase is suppressed. So conclusion, I have proposed that mental and spiritual factors are involved in switching gene on and off. To confirm my hypothesis, we studied the effect of the laughter and indicators of positive emotion in terms of gene expression changes. We found that laughter lowered increase after meal blood glucose in the patient of type 2 diabetes, in which only 23 genes were out of 21,000 genes were upregulated by more than 2-fold. No gene was downregulated by less than 0.5-fold in peripheral blood leukocyte. So we found a candidate, a dopamine receptor type 4 gene, for suggesting the mechanism of the suppressing increase in blood glucose level. Thank you very much.
Very good.
Thank you.
The other laughter slips and it's not a me. Combinania, does it come shy or that? Yeah, she ain't she. She means you would that. Do you achieve now?
So,
you know, this is some other. What's on you? Some you. That game of the shoes the shining, Michelin, you want that?
No, no.
The game will come with it. Oh, the deep pinky or is it?
Professor, when you speak of laughter, His Holiness was asking, do you make distinctions between different kinds of laughter? For example, some laughter can be just very small, but sometimes you can really laugh from the depth of your belly. I mean, even when His Holiness was in Tibet, one of his philosophical assistants, Mudrup Tsongyi, Senship Mudrup Tsongyi, used to say that...
great scholar.
He was a great scholar. Yeah. And even then he used to say that that if one can laugh really uncontrollably from the depth of one's belly and really laugh, sometimes you can actually... tears will come. That kind of laughter can be very therapeutic and actually quite help, good for health.
Yeah, there's a in Tibetan medicine they speak of three humors, one of which is wind or the wind. So it's what it is closely related to the nervous system. And so if you have a wind imbalance, we can loosely
translate.
That lung yama. Anything? But chudan enjitan. So wind disorders, generally speaking, you can say those are probably nervous disorders. And so there's a particular type of wind disorder that is often affiliated with depression, anxiety, emotional imbalance, and so forth. And so there's a type of meditative practice, not from the medical tradition, but more from the spiritual tradition, a meditative kind of yogic practice, if you like, spiritual practice, that entails going, this quick expiration, expiration of the air, which may be actually curing this wind disorder. And so His Holiness is kind of wondering whether there might be some relationship here of ha, 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 and ha. She was dummy.
So you're saying that Ellen did a perfect demonstration of...
Yes, yes, about it.
His Holiness was saying he wouldn't be able to reproduce.
But the effect of the laughter depends on the person. In the case, we have divided two groups. One is extremely laughing group. One is the occasionally laughing group. So extremely laughing group is more effective than the occasional laughing group. So it depends on the how laugh. Also, depends on the circumstances. Because this experiment was done near our university. This is a suburban area. So experiment is good. We tried the same experiment in Tokyo. It doesn't work so much. Because circumstances are different. So before the comic shows, patient with average 63 went to Tokyo. It's a stress already to go to Tokyo. So they couldn't laugh a lot. And also, the comic laughing rather for the young people, not adult people. Mm-hmm. So adult people can laugh, but adult doesn't, do not. So they have the stress. So blood glucose, suppression of the increase of blood glucose is not so effect. So it depends on the circumstances, depends on the person.
Regardless of whether or not there can be a marked decrease in the suppression of the glucose that you're talking about as a result of laughing, the therapy itself is very helpful because at least it will make people happy for a while.
So
let's carry on with discussions. We can pick up on the earlier topics as well. Yeah.
Your Holiness, one of the intriguing aspects of Phil's talk this morning was the use of subliminal stimulation. And there is increasing work in psychology and in neuroscience, which indicates that information which is presented very, very quickly so that we are not either are not conscious of it or just barely conscious of it, gets into our brain and affects our behavior. And Phil showed some, I think, powerful examples of how stimulation of this kind can potentially be used for the good, to actually promote positive qualities in human beings. We also know that these techniques can be misused. And in fact, we know that they have been misused very recently in America in political campaigns, where subliminal messages were actually presented in political advertisements on television in an effort to affect the viewers in a particular way. And sometimes these messages need not necessarily be subliminal. They may be more explicit. But this raises some very profound ethical issues in terms of how we think about these techniques, what kinds of constraints the society may place on these techniques. In the United States, there are some laws against subliminal advertising of certain kinds, but not necessarily of other kinds. Also, it raises the issue of what we can do as concerned citizens as well as scientists to help counteract the potential misuse of subliminal advertising where the intent is to create fear among the citizens rather than positive value.
그래.
This is really, this touches upon a really wider issue of the relationship between new knowledge and its use, its ethical use. Generally speaking, you know, the discovery of the effectiveness of subliminal messages and priming and so on, that's a new discovery, that's a new knowledge. And we cannot really say that this kind of knowledge, because of the potentials for its misuse, that we should not allow it. So that the pace of knowledge has to be allowed. But then the question arises as to, you know, how to responsibly use it. And that's here, then the question of human motivation and the goal and a lot more factors get involved.
지드주체디 다양직베도 로스지글 땐 지그게다 뭐부터지 않데 내마데 기지비기는 배지 쉬워서도 다시 심셔도
다시 쉬워면 다
저다면은
투비어 말
어 내가 내 년가 도스 챈디 샤야 말로도
나래 It's all in his heard of
CIA 유시시 챈데 나래